Welcome to A Moment for Moms, your guide to raising mentally and financially fit professional athletes with Wendy Sparks and Daniel LaForce. This is the podcast where we celebrate the unsung heroes of sports, the moms. We will speak to the moms of basketball players that you all love and dive deep into what it really takes to raise pro basketball players while equipping moms with the tools, insights, and support they need for the journey.
Today we are live at LaGuardia Community College, and before we start, let's say a big thank you to Comedy Records for sponsoring this episode. And today, our guest we have with us is Linda Shanklin, proud mother of four-time NBA champion, Mr. Andre Iguodala. So tell us, Linda, how does it feel to see your son, Andre, achieve that dream? You know, like our kids, they, right? You know what I mean? Our kids, they're the first dream is to get on an NBA team.
Right.
And then become a champion. But four times?
Yes. Four times. The fourth time was, it still hasn't sunk in. It's like, my kid did this. Yes. And so it's not surprising, but four. Because of who he is, his character, he works for it. He strives for it. He dreamt it. And so, yeah, you expect it. Okay. But four.
Right.
So it's been a blessing. It's been a fun journey, and I've enjoyed every bit of it with him.
That's awesome. So looking back in the moments of his life, were there any milestones or inkling that you knew he was going to be this type caliber player, NBA four-time champion? Give us a moment where you were like, yeah, this kid's going to be great. I feel it and I know it.
Actually transitioning into junior high school, I saw some signs of it. Can I honestly say the NBA? I don't think it was so much that I was looking at the NBA, but nor did I think that it was impossible. I was still in the process of building the character, help to build the character, to instill in him what he was going to be in society, how he was going to represent not only the family, but represent himself going into society, being a good citizen. Basketball was always second because it was like, y'all got to get those grades. So, but I didn't recognize he was a good ball player. It was like, yeah, this kid going to be pretty good, but I need you to work on this end over here. So that's kind of how that was with him. But I have to say, if I really look back at it and kind of look at basketball being second, I knew something special was there.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Again, that's wonderful. So you're what we call a veteran mom, seasoned mom. But you've been around for a minute, so you've seen a lot. You've experienced a lot. So talk to us about that. Talk about your journey as mom from the beginning up until today.
The stress level.
Yep.
I would say the journey, and this is reflective of the families that have athletes that have reached the level that our children have. And even the ones who are striving to get there, maybe they didn't get there, maybe they went in a different direction. It's just the whole journey of it all. It's no one really understands what that does to a family.
Right.
Specifically moms. I know some, you know, it's all about the moms. It really is because it's so mom driven. You know, moms have a role no one else can fulfill. And so no one understands our life is, I mean, when you have children, it's not about you anymore until they get out your house, they get on their own. And it really is not over then either. But it's the commitment, the responsibility, and the expectation that's on the mother. You just kind of lose your space, your place, your identity, because at one point Andre was still with the Sixers. And it's just all of a sudden, it was just a mental, not so much a breakdown. It was like, I pulled all them together and just said, will somebody just call me Linda? I had so many different names for it was mom, mama, mommy, you know, and even the guys start calling you Mama Linda or mom or something. And you just, at some point, only the moms will understand this. There's that point where it's like, I just want my own identity as, you know, I just want, you know, just a moment to me. And so it wasn't until he got really to the Warriors that I started taking my identity back. And I started saying no more.
Yeah.
And it's not so much you need to say no or you have to say no. It's the commitment to your children.
Yeah.
So it's that's the kind of, no one understands that journey but us.
Right.
And so they just don't understand it.
Yeah. And I want to commend you on something too, because we've had many of opportunities to talk about life and talk about your journey and your impact, not only on us as moms in our organization, which we'll get to. My question is, you always talk about redefining yourself. You know, and I think a lot of moms have to hear what exactly that means and what did that look like for you? Because I think sometimes we get so immersed in our son's journey.
Right.
And we want to continue to be supportive and nurture them and stuff. And we lose ourselves.
Right.
You lose Daniel. You lose Wendy. We lose Wenda. What did you do to redefine yourself, to make yourself stronger so that you're more supportive in a better way? Like, what did you do? Can you explain? Love that.
You have to get to a point where you're being realistic. This adult child of mine is okay. He doesn't need mommy anymore.
Love it.
You will always be mother.
Yes.
That will never go away. Stretch mark says I had that child. So the bottom line is, when you accept that realization and it's like the thoughts start rolling in, okay, it's time for me to go in a different direction. There's a moment, and only moms understand it. There's a quiet moment that's scary. And the mental impact that it has on you, I actually went and got counseling because that quiet moment scared me. My kids didn't need me in the manner in which I was performing in mommy role. And so when that quiet moment hit, that's a moment that spiritually is saying it's time for you to move on. And so once I got through that moment with help, that's when I started redefining, what did you want to be before you started having kids? What did you want to be when you grew up?
Right.
That was an actual question I asked myself. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Right.
From K through 12, I did not like school. It just was not a good experience. Right. I had no teachers that I could look back on and say they were influential to me, or I just did not like it. So it was like, why not? So I went back to school.
Love it.
So I started going back, looking at where are those areas that I want to improve upon. And I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm not old. I'm 62 now. I'm not old. So it is living my best life, but it's contributing to me and to my improvement. So that's what I started doing. And that took away from me and the mental stress of motherhood, that
taking care of it.
I'm not doing this for them or doing that for them, so I'm not so readily available to them. So that's what I started doing. First thing I did, I went back and I got my degree. I got a bachelor's. So yeah.
For you.
It's for
you.
Right? And that's so important, right?
It is very important.
And I love it.
As you should. You know what I mean? Like, ta-da, there's Linda.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Linda's actually accomplishing something for Linda, because we do so much for our kids. We accomplish so much for our children. And the next thing you know, you're like, I'm 62. I need to do something for me.
Hey, and we need to understand, age doesn't say I'm 62, so I can't do this. And every day that you get up and you have breath and you have strength and you have life in your body, that is another opportunity for you to contribute not only to yourself, but to the society who are also given to you.
He's wonderful.
So, yeah.
I love that you said that. Speaking of society, for us as moms, it's important for us to be around a lot of like-minded people.
Right.
And you are president of an organization, MPBP, Mothers of Professional Basketball Players, which Dani and I are about.
I love you guys. It's the shirt. Show me region today.
Well, I got to switch because now I'm Western region. I got to get a them shirt.
Yes. So talk to us about the importance of MPBP, what it means to you and your role as president. How do you get MPBP out there in front of everybody and to the communities that we serve?
Right. Twofold. One, I came to MPBP 18 years ago. I had the pleasure and the blessing to be mentored by the late, great Miss Jeannie Rose, who is Jalen Rose's mom, in combination with Shaquille O'Neal's mom, Miss Lucille, and Miss Fisher, Derek Fisher's mom. These women embraced me, and they just basically was the foundation that helped me to understand the ins and outs of being an NBA mom, just the rigor of, you know, what our sons are going through. So I just had some amazing OGs that were there. And then also I have to say, Mark Jackson's mom, Miss Marie. I'm old school. Everybody, you know, my elders are Miss. I cannot call them by their first name. So you'll hear me say Miss. So the bottom line is, that is the sisterhood, that each generation that comes in, it is our obligation to make sure that these ladies, that their journey and their path is a little bit easier, a little bit clearer, a little more defined. The second part of that is that is our obligation, because spiritually we are to take care of our communities. We are to give back through charity, not only from a financial standpoint, but, you know, from a holistic perspective, whereas we're going out and we're saying to individuals that regardless if you want to run a series of McDonald's or if you want to, you know, seek a professional career as a police officer, as a, you know, a sports analyst or whatever, is that we are the eyes. We are the foundation. We are the backbone that says you can do this and we can support you.
Right.
So that's the journey to wanting to be a part of MPBP because of what we do as far as our platform,
right?
What we give back.
Right.
And so that's a reason moms come join MPBP.
Yes, that's right.
Why not?
Well, it's a space to learn, right?
Right. It is. It's a space of giving, growing.
Yeah. And in particular, one of the programs you have is a scholarship program for HBCU students. Right. So it's talk to the audience about that.
Right. This was something that was started by Miss Lucille O'Neal. It started off, it was scholarships for students going into careers for nursing. And so, and it was still aligned with the HBCU. And so it is something that has started with the organization, grew with the organization. And of course, education is so vital, you know, and it's important because we still are preparing each generation because somebody's going to take care of us.
That's right.
And so the thing is that it's grown and I understand the importance of education. I understand how expensive education has become. We are the most expensive. In terms of cost for education, we, the United States, are the most expensive. And because a lot of countries, education is free. Because when you really think about it, it just takes a pen and a piece of paper.
Yep.
So I don't want to simplify it or take away from it, but it's like, it does cost.
Yeah.
So being able to offset, because I mean, most scholarships are anywhere between $500 and $1,500. We give $5,000. So and the ones that we have awarded, they have stayed in touch with us through to graduation and said, I need continued help. I need continued help. So it's something, again, that's a part of our blueprint of giving. And so we're looking for donors. We're looking for sponsors to contribute to this vital program to keep our youth going.
And if someone wanted to donate, what should they do?
Go to mpbp.org, click on donate, and just click how much you want to give. And, you know, the more the merrier, the more kids. So we give 5 scholarships. So with your donations, we can give 10.
Huh?
So the more the merrier.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. And obviously we're here in New York City for New York City Comedy Festival. And, we have partnered with Comedy Records.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about what this partnership is going to be like and what can it do for our organization, and talk to other sponsors that are out there
right.
who may want to partner with us and what we can do with all that valid pay?
So we met Comedy Records this past Mother's Day weekend. Our name was given to them as to partner with all the proceeds from the weekend comedy event that was in L.A. They came to MPBP. They liked us, which we are fun to work with. An amazing group of individuals. And so they have chosen to stick with us as their as the group that receives the proceeds from the games. And so they're planning future events with us too. So what this event is about is, again, our donations that come, money's proceeds that come to MPBP. And so when you come out and you participate in the games or you donate, again, mpbp.org, these are proceeds that come to us. They help us offset administrative costs for the many events that we put on, and portions go to our scholarship fund. So if you still have time to come out, it's still time to come on out. $10 donation to get in. But again, if you can't make it, mpbp.org and click on donate.
See, I love that we're talking about a mom's role of what we've, you know what I mean? Like we're learning so much throughout this whole process, and then we can give back, you know what I mean, to the communities with our hard work and the things that we do. So in conclusion, though, I just want to ask about Andre's retirement now, because tell us real quick, what does the life after basketball look for a player? Because you're one of the moms that can actually explain this, right? Like, our babies are still doing their thing, right? Your baby's had a great career, 4 championships, you know what I mean? Now he has this life after basketball, but it's really not the end of basketball. So what does that look like real quick?
He probably had 1 week of what you would call retirement, because humans are the only ones that try to retire to do nothing. It's animals keep working. Every other animal species on this planet keeps working. We're the only ones that sell. Right. No. So a week after retirement, he was hired by the Players Association. So he is the director of the National Basketball Players Association. He also, before he retired, he started his own venture capitalist fund. And he is the father of 3, 17-year-old, 15-year-old, and a 7-year-old. So technically, he's still working. So he's here in New York, I think, on average, like 3 days, 3 days out of a month. And wow. Then he's back in California. He's got that thing, you know, with the venture capitalist that's going on. And so, and then loving on his mom and dad. So there is life after basketball. Can't leave that out. He's loving on us.
Right. There is life after basketball. And there is life after the ball stops bouncing.
Right. And then real quickly with him, when he made the decision that, I can do this NBA thing. I think I can go in there. The first thing that was said by us as a family, start planning life after basketball. Yes. And he actually did.
Love it.
He actually did.
See? And he did that with your guidance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. He get it from his mom.
And I didn't want to say it, but
it should be it. That's secondary thing. They get it from their mamas. It is
right.
Nice. Well, Linda, thank you so very much for being on our show. Thank you for your leadership with MPBP, Mothers of Professional Basketball Players. Thank you for raising such a high character and a well-rounded young man. And I know all the young players in the league, especially my son, looks up to Andre.
Oh, he loves her.
So they thank you so very much for this. And listen, moms, be part of MPBP. The sisterhood is strong, it's powerful, it's necessary, and it's spiritual. And you're going to need all of this to help you raise strong athletes in the NBA. So thank you so very much. And again, thank you for watching. And we look forward to our comedy, our New York City Comedy Festival, and working with Comedy Records. And we are so excited to be here in New York City. And we will catch you soon on another episode of Courtside Moms Media.
Thank you for joining us on A Moment for Moms. Be sure to join us next time for more engaging discussions and valuable information. We can't wait to share another inspiring episode with you. Don't forget to like and share and follow us on all platforms where you find your favorite podcasts.